Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family, this morning. Happy July 18th. It is 10 o'clock in the morning, New York time, and it's about 70, 80 degrees. We're getting up to 90, but I can't be too unhappy about that because some areas is getting up to 105. So I can't, 105 in some states, that's just too hot, family. How are you today? I know it's been a minute, but there's so much going on, and there's so much I want to talk to you about, and it's not going to be about the craziness with all the shootings and all the killings and all that. After a while, is it me, family? You just get tired of hearing about sad news. So we're going to talk about money and news, which may not be that much better, but it gets our mind off of all this useless killing and all the craziness going on around the world. So bear with me, and we will talk about money in the news. But before we get to that, I'd like to thank my archivers. I'd like to thank my people in my chat room, and I'd like to thank just my family for being with me for all these 8 years. I really appreciate you. I love you. And, there's so much outpour of questions and answers, and, I really appreciate you, and I really want to say that from the bottom of my heart for being with me for 8 years. It's all about the money, but it's all about, what is everybody doing with their life and how we can be financially free together. So thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Also, we have the free books on Smashword. Also, I'm on Amazon, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. We also have a permanent home, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. We have also, you can go to thecheapcheetah.com. So all you have to do is just go to profile page and click on the website, the Facebook page. We got Cheap Cheetah Money Show on YouTube. So we have all of that good stuff. So please be a part of it. Tell your friends about it. And let's talk money in the news now. Hoverboards. Okay. Do you know what a hoverboard is? If not, I'm going to tell you. That was a new thing that came out with either last Christmas or the Christmas before. It looks like a skateboard, but you put your 2 feet on it and it moves. It has 2 wheels and moves up and down. Okay. People have been busting their behind since they got those things for Christmas. And those things are not cheap. They're like $250. Some of them $300. I don't even think, maybe you can get some for $69. Maybe, but they're expensive. I was reading, hoverboards are recalled over safety issues. Yeah, when you get on, you bust your behind. Okay? 500,000 hoverboards, which are motorized scooters, they label them motorized scooters. Okay, I'll give you that, are being recalled because of their overheating and burning the riders, okay? So the riders, the people who are on the hoverboards riding are getting burnt because the system is overheating. Hoverboards were the hot item this holiday season, and they cost about $900. See, I thought they cost about $600, but the article saying they cost $900. That's even worse. These new hoverboards were catching on like flies, because as soon as everybody got them for Christmas, you would see them, they would post on Facebook or Snapchat or YouTube how them busting their behind on these hoverboards, okay? They were recalled because people were getting burnt on them. They should have been recalled because people were busting their behinds on those. You see hoverboards every now and then, but it just, if you don't know what you're doing, don't get on it, okay? And the person who invented it, these hoverboards, made a killing because everybody was buying them, and now everybody's getting hurt on them. And there's like 3 major companies that actually make these hoverboards, and also the people who made the drones. You know this the new thing now where everybody got these drones? Drones ain't cheap either. That's another thing. They were talking about drones are good for certain things, but for recreational use, drones are not that good because people say drones can invade your privacy because drones can look in your windows and things like that. If you have a business, like if you have a real estate business or whatever and you're dealing with land and stuff like that, drones are supposed to be pretty good. But, you know, there's going to be always an issue when some new toy comes out, somebody's going to find fault with it, and somebody's going to take somebody to court over it. So, just like the hoverboard, trust me, drones are going to be labeled too. Give it a couple months of some kind of recall on them or invasion of privacy or some kind of legal action is going to be against drones too. Watch what I tell you. Remember Rush Card? And I'm not talking Rush Limbaugh. I'm talking Russell Simmons. He had the Rush Card, and he's the co-founder of Rush. I remember when they were having all these problems where people, like I think it was last year during Thanksgiving, people weren't getting their money because there was a glitch in the system. Now, let me tell you what these cards are, for those who are not familiar with it. Rush cards are like prepaid debit cards. So you, whatever your paycheck is, your government check, your Social Security check, whatever it is, you have the company put your check on this card. And you can go pay your bills on the card, take out money on the card, buy groceries on the card. A lot of people were using these Rush cards. They were heavily advertised. I'm not sure if there was a fee incurred with using these cards or not. But at one point, people tried to use these cards during the holiday season, and they couldn't get their money out. There was a major fiasco about that, okay? People needed their money, and because the company, the Rush Card company, was going through some kind of transition, their computers messed up or they didn't allow people to get their money, and it was a whole major catastrophe, especially during the holidays and even not during the holidays. People trying to get their money out, and then you can't get your money out because the card didn't malfunction. They call a company, company says, we'll get your money back maybe in a week or two. Some people didn't have a week or two to wait to get their money back. Some people didn't needed their money now. That was a whole big thing, like last year, maybe November, December. Anyway, Russell Simmons apologized. Since he's the co-founder of Rush, he apologized when thousands of consumers were left unable to access their accounts. Now that the company has fixed the problem and fixed the mess up they made, they are now building a new processing center that will focus more on virtual banking and offering services like credit cards, loans. Remember in October, there was a problem. So now, you know, they solved the problem. They probably had a couple of lawsuits. They probably sold those quietly that we don't know about. Now, Rush Card, instead of just being a prepaid debit card, they want to go into online banking, in a sense. They want to offer loans, and they want to offer credit cards. My problem with that is this. Debit card. You couldn't control a debit card. You had a debit card, you messed it up. Does people still trust you? Because if you mess up a little thing like the debit card and people can't get their money, now I got credit cards, are you going to mess up the same way? I got a loan, are you going to mess up the same way? What I'm saying is the trust still there? Because you messed up once, are people still going to trust you when it comes to other things like loans and their credit cards, and you'll probably get into home mortgages soon, because that's where the money is. Loaning people money, getting fees on credit card, will people still trust you after this big fiasco with this debit card, prepaid debit card? That's the question, folks. What do you think? Summer is here, okay? And these are the good times. You're hot, you're sweaty, you worked all day, you worked all week, you worked all month, and you want a nice little simple vacation. And I am not an advocate. I am not advertising for any of these products or companies I'm about to tell you about, but I am going to tell you some ways to get a really nice vacation. First of all, look at the discounts on the airlines. Last week, JetBlue, you know I'm a JetBlue queen. I love JetBlue. Was having a great deal where you can go certain places for $49, $99 one way. I was even looking at going to Vegas. Two people going to Vegas from New York, round trip only would have cost me like $900. And that's not bad. And if I wanted to go on a crazy hour, like take the red eye or leave at like crack of dawn in the morning, I could have got two round trip tickets for like $500, which was dirt cheap, okay? Hotels, you got to look at hotels. What are you a part of? AAA, Automobile Club, senior citizens discounts. When you go to hotels and stuff, ask them what programs are they involved in and find out what kind of discounts you can get, okay? If you're part of the Hilton Rewards program, they have a lot of hotels where you get discounts at. Or go when it's slow. The slow season for hotels, they give you a lot of discounts, okay? As far as airfare, look at train service. I'm not sure too much about the train. I don't take the train that much. But if you want to take a train like cross country on a trip or something, look for the better rates. Look at the better times to go. Sometimes it's cheaper to go at the crazy times. Like I said, if you get a red eye going somewhere, it's much cheaper than getting like a 6 o'clock in the morning flight. So you got to look around. A lot of people go to Priceline.com. A lot of people go to Trivago. You got to look on the internet and find out where you're getting more bang for your buck at. Okay? Also, if you're driving, find out where the best places to go on a quick weekend. Like I'm near Pennsylvania, I'm near Washington, I'm near down Jersey, so it's maybe 2 hours, 3 hours most. So you take one of those quick weekends, you go down, you leave Saturday, Friday after work, and you just go do what you got to do. Also with car rentals, if you have to rent a car when you're on vacation, which a lot of people like to do, look at the best rate you can get. Also ask them what kind of discounts they offer for seniors or AAA members or military. There's a lot of military. If you've served in the military, if you're union, a lot of union members and different unions get discounts on different things, okay? Utilize everything at your disposal to get the cheapest price. Perfect example, nowadays, even with the hot summer season upon us, cruising is dirt cheap, depending on where you go out of. If you live in, like, Miami or you live in If you live in Miami and then there's another place in Florida where the boats go out of, dirt cheap. You can get a cruise for $99. I've seen cruises for $500, 7 days. That's cheap, depending on where you live. Like Princess had a really good sale where you can do the coast of California. You can do the California coastline for like $2,000 for two people. I know you're saying, you know what if I don't have the money? If you don't have the money, you know, you can scrap it up. You don't have to go on a big vacation. You can go on those little mini weekends. What about taking a vacation where you live? Because there's so many things, the concerts and free entertainment or half-price entertainment. Take a little vacation where you live. Or what about the next town over if you're in a small town? What about, like I said, grabbing one of these cheap $99 one-way airfares and going somewhere and then, you know, grabbing a coming back, so it's like $200 airfare for you to get out of town for a quick weekend or so. Folks, all I'm saying to you, like I always tell you, think outside the box. Think outside the box. If you can't afford one this year, start getting your little ducks in a row and plan a nice family vacation next year. That gives you enough time to save and do everything that you have to do. You know what I mean? Because life is too short. And there's so many deals out, you just have to really think about it. Like I said, airfare, train, if you want to drive, use your own car. There are places to go, there are people to see, and you should not deny yourself because of a little thing called money. Yes, I did say that. Yes, I am a cheap cheater. But you know what? Sometimes I know when to be cheap and when not to be cheap, and I know when the bargains are. Just because you're cheap does not mean that you are so tight-fisted with your money that you cannot enjoy life. Because, like, it's always told me, you only get one chance at life. And you should not let anything affect that chance of doing what you want to do. Yes, you have responsibilities, and yes, you know, you have bills to pay, but you have a life to live too. And I expect you to live your life. You know, even if it means cutting back on certain things in order to enjoy it, or do it little by little on these little quick little weekend romps somewhere with your family, take them to the amusement park or something. You know what? Do it. Because you can have all the money in the world, and that's all fine, and that makes you comfortable, and I'm not knocking that. But you know what you can't really buy? Great memories. Fun. You can't buy fun, you know, from your heart. You can't buy it. You know, haven't you ever went somewhere with maybe yourself or a group of people or family, and you said, you know what, I've spent this amount of money, but I've had fun. Or I don't care how much I spent, we had fun. We laughed, we talked, we just had plain old-fashioned fun. That will stay with you more than how much money did I have in the bank last week. You know what I'm saying? How much did I have last year? You know, you get the point. You make your memories. You make your memories. Yes, you save your money, and you save it for the things that you want. You save it to pay your bills. You save it for a nice retirement. But between all that saving, you make your memories with your families, and you go on vacations, and you have fun. And on that note, you know I was preaching. Toys R Us. Let me tell you about Toys R Us. Okay? A former they need to leave little Toys R Us alone. A former manager. He was a manager of transportation at Toys R Us. Wasn't homeboy stealing? Yes, he was. He was stealing. He stole $2 million from Toys R Us. And this is how he did it. What he did was, he had to give debit cards to all his drivers that were driving certain places to deliver products to all these Toys R Us. What he did was take the debit cards that he normally would give the drivers, and he used them himself for luxury trips to Europe, to buy luxury clothes and jewelry and all that. $2 million. He traveled nicely. He went to Madrid. He went to London. He went to Berlin. And all that got you what? A jail sentence. Toys R Us is prosecuted. They caught him. They're prosecuting him. You were directed. You were making money. How come, which I never understand this, how come on all the money you make him, you can't afford to do these things on your salary? Could somebody explain that to me, please? Please explain that. I would never for the life of me understand why people embezzle money. Okay, fine. I've seen them where you've had some kind of addiction, where you gamble too much or where you're on drugs. But a lot of time, embezzlement is for people who want to live way beyond their means and they can't afford it. So they take somebody else's money, which is normally their employer's, and they spend like it's no tomorrow. Because eventually, in the back of their mind, they have to believe they're going to get caught because they get greedy, okay? I've read stories when it comes to embezzlers where, fine, you work for a company, you stole maybe, let's say, $20,000. You got away with it. You got quiet. You know, nobody knows. Then your greedy gut go back for another $20,000. You got away with that. Nobody knows. You're still working there. Everybody. Then go back for another $20,000. You see the pattern? Next thing you know, you just stole maybe $400,000, $500,000. So when accountants come in, they're looking at it. They may be able to excuse maybe $20,000 because if you know how to work the books or whatever. But when it starts to get up into those big numbers, that's when I realize that embezzlers get caught because they get greedy. $20,000, and I'm not condoning you stealing from anybody, but I'm saying if you're going to steal, steal a little bit and keep it moving, okay, and pray that you don't get caught. When you keep coming back into that little cookie jar, that's when you get caught. And a lot of companies, I'm surprised, don't press charges. A lot of them do, but a lot of them don't. Yeah, and we're talking about embezzlement. I used to work for a company where three workers embezzled maybe about $5 million. And all of a sudden, they came in, they got them, and everything was just hush-hush. you know, and they took all the assets that the three people had. And I'm like, you know, so did they go to jail or what? Everything was, like, pushed under the rug. Like, you know, I guess they're trying to say it's none of our business, which it's not. But you're curious at this point what happened. I was still amazed that somebody could actually steal that kind of money. But live and learn, folks. Live and learn. Well, on that note, how is everybody doing? And before you tell me, let's go to commercial.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And you, too, can have a Mercer on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. For more information, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will gladly discuss commercial opportunities with you on this fast, beautiful show. Now back to our segment, July Money in the News. Hey, folks, you know what I realized? I picked the wrong profession to make money from. And I say that because last week I had to have a plumber in. Do you know how much it costs to have a plumber in your house to fix a leak, let alone a little knocking? I had a plumbing problem. I called. They came right away. And because of this service, it cost me $600. Is it me or I should have been a plumber? I should have been a contractor. I should have been anybody who fixes stuff because that's where the real money is. The heck being CEOs and, you know, corporate executives. No, plumbers and stuff make money. People who work with their hands, lawn care people, the people, not the workers, actually people who own lawn care business, they make money. You'd be surprised, the people who make a lot of money. I was reading, there was a show that's called Blue Collar Millionaires, and these people have, they have normal businesses. Like one guy has a farm that raises worms. He a millionaire. One guy has a pest control company. There's money in bugs. Don't laugh. There's money in getting rid of bugs. There's one woman, she has a beauty salon. Money. Blue collar millionaires. The things that you did not think would make money, they are making a lot of money. If you ever get a chance, you can watch it either on YouTube or maybe Hulu. Watch Blue Collar Millionaire. You'd be surprised. People be working their behinds off, but they make the money. Car dealerships, certain ones, make money. I picked the wrong profession. See, I'm a softie, and I try to save the world. And because I'm trying to save the world with my last job, meaning I work for social service, Yeah, there's some personal rewards in it, but there's no money rewards in it. Those jobs and social services and, you know, trying to help people, yeah, they're, like I said, there's personal rewards, but trying to get rich, you ain't getting rich in those jobs. So, like I said, watch Blue Collar Millionaire. It's a hot mess. I'm also upset, you know, I want to share this with my family. I didn't win Mega Millions or I didn't win Powerball. I spent a lot of money on it, but I didn't win it. But could you imagine, just for a minute, and we got 5 minutes, so let's talk about that. Could you imagine winning that kind of money? Let's just say, for argument's sake, what was it, like $500 million? You know, $500 million after Uncle Sam takes his taxes and it's half. It's like maybe if you come home with $200 million. To me, is that scary money or is that just me? Number one, most estates don't let you be anonymous, so the whole world knows, look, I've won just $500 million, but it's really not $500, it's really like $200 million, but that's still a nice piece of change, okay? The whole world knows that you've won it. now you can't live where you want to live anymore because your old place, they probably camped out at your front door before you even get home, or your family coming out the woodwork. And, you know, now you have to always look over your shoulder. Who's going to kidnap me? Who's going to try to rob me? So it's scary money. Would you want that kind of responsibility and that kind of money? Because, yeah, it's a good thing, but, yeah, it's a bad thing, too. I'm not knocking it. You know, I can try to work out with $200 million. Hell, I can try to work out with $3 million. I'm good for that, too. But when it gets high like that, does it scare you? It scares me because your whole life will change in an instant. And then if you're not really prepared for it financially and if you don't really know how to work with money, then you can lose it because a lot of millionaires lose their money within 5 to 10 years because they gave up too much, they spent too much, and they trusted the wrong people, right? But then my thing is, who can you trust? Because I don't care if you have the best lawyer, the best accountant, the best financial advisor. We're human beings, and human beings get greedy. We have that greedy nature, okay? So who do you trust? You know, you trust your accountant. Is he going to rip you off? Is he telling you right? You trust your financial advisor? Is he telling you right, or is he looking out for his own self? Your lawyer, you know, what is he doing? And I can talk to you about lawyers. That a whole nother story with that. But what are they doing? You know, wonderful that you can buy all that stuff, but are you, you know, will you be happy? You know, money doesn't make happiness. You make happiness. And the things you do with your life make happiness. Okay? Money is a tool to help you do the things that you want to do in life and help your family and to have a more comfortable life, but it's not, don't base your whole life around money. You know, don't base your whole life on, you know, I have to always find a bargain, I have to always do this, I have to always do that. Base your life around life experiences. Base your life around what makes you happy. You have to sometime sit down, be quiet, and pray on it. You really have to pray on it. And see what direction that your life, you want your life to go. And in a lot of times I've been listening to, you have to step out on faith a lot of times. Prepare yourself, but step out on faith. It's like you're standing on, think of it like this, you're standing on a big cliff, right? And you're miserable standing on that cliff because life is not what you want it to be, but you know in the back of your mind that this is what I really want. But what you really want is down at the bottom in the water. All right, so you have to swim to actually what you really want in life. So think about it like that. Do you stay on that cliff and be miserable? Or do you jump into that cool, cool water and you swim to whatever it is that you really want to do? You know, that's how I look at it. And that's exactly what I did. I stood on the cliff, and I was miserable. And because of certain circumstances, I couldn't be on the cliff but for so long. But I made my plan. I did what I had to do within the 5 years in order for me to jump off into the cool water to do what I wanted to do. So I didn't just jump off. I made a plan in 5 years. These things have to be, my ducks have to be in a row before I can jump. So plan your life. Look at your cliff. Make sure you have all your ducks in a row. And you know what? Jump into the cool water and do what you want to do. On that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I appreciate you. I love you. And as I always tell you, save that money. Until next time.